things, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
At the lot right away, Mr. Duncan, I think.
Well, let's get going then. I'm anxious to get this thing started.
Yeah, well, tell you what let's do. You go out and get in your car, and I'll be with you in just a few minutes. I've got a couple of other things I've got to take care of here first. Business matters, you know.
Well, okay, but hurry up. I ain't got all day.
Yeah, be right with you. Drink.
Mom, what did you tell Mr. Duncan that for? You ain't got no lot to show him, and you know it.
I know I ain't, but you heard what he said. He said he's got another fellow that'll build a house for him. So if I can get this and start for him right away, then he wants me to return that $250 deposit he gave me.
I heard him say that, Lum.
Well, I ain't got the $250 to give back to him. I had to pay that on that pianer I was forced into donating to the church.
Well, Lum, it just...
The only thing I can do now is to try to stall him along till I can figure out some way to build him a place.
Yeah, but now, what was the idea telling Mr. Duncan to go out there and get in his car, and then you'd go with him to look at this lot that you ain't even got?
Well, I don't know. I just needed a few minutes to study.
Lum,
collect my thoughts up together. I just couldn't seem to think at all with him standing there looking at me.
Yeah, I could tell that. Well... Now that he's out there waiting for you, and you've collected your thoughts, what are you going to do?
I wish I knowed. Have you got any ideas, Abner?
Don't look at me now. You got yourself into this.
Yeah, I know.
I can tell you one thing, though, Lum. You can't just leave Mr. Duncan sitting out there in his car forever.
No, I reckon I could just pick out a spot somewhere around here and tell him that's it, but that'd be unhonest.
Why, sure. And he's bound to find out that it don't belong to him, or you.
Yeah, that's the worst part of it.
What you better do, Lum, is just go out there and tell him that you ain't got no lot, and that you can't build him no house, or, no, wait a minute, then you'd have to give him back his $250.
Well, wait a minute, I think that's our ring, Abner. You run out and tell Mr. Duncan that I'm tied up on the telephone for a few minutes.
How do you know that's for you?
Well, whoever they want, it's going to be for me, I can tell you that. Go on out there and tell him.
Well, all right, I'll tell him.
Hello. Jot 'em down, store. Well, this is him, or me. Yeah, well, what is it, Miss Childers? Well, no, now, you can't change the shape of the room as long as the foundation's already in. No. 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 What? Yeah, you might be able to make a change like that, but it'd cost extra. Oh, no, now, don't you go over there and tell Hugh Garrett about it. Let me tell him. No, now, if you go over there, you'll get into another argument with him, and then you'll quit again. It'd take me a whole hour to get him back on the job this morning. Yes, Mom? Well, I'll take care of him.
Mr. Duncan said, oh, excuse me.
All right. Goodbye. Granny's, that woman ain't satisfied with nothing.
Who?
Miss Childers.
Oh?
She's thought up a whole lot more changes she wants in that house.
Changes, huh?
You'd think she'd be satisfied with any kind of a roof over her head after being without a place for so long.
Why, sure.
Did you tell Mr. Duncan what I said?
Yeah, and he said for you to either hurry up and show him the lot or give him back his money.
Yeah, I figured he'd say that.
He meant it, too, from the looks in his eyes.
Mr. I never went into the building business in the first place. That's what you get for trying to help folks.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do about Mr. Duncan, Lum?
Yeah, let's see. Got to do something.
Why, sure, he's going to come in here in another minute and demand. Oh, howdy, Grandpa.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Have I got big news?
Big news?
Yeah, you know, there's a fella sitting out in front of your store in a car.
Oh, Lord me, we know that. That ain't no big news.
Oh, well, that ain't my news, no way. You'll never guess what it is. Never in this world.
Well, what is it?
Never in this seven-legged world will you guess it.
All right, then, tell it to us. Dog, it won't be news by the time you get around to telling it.
Yes, sir. Who is that fella out in front?
It's a Mr. Duncan. Now, tell us what that big news is.
What big news?
no. You said you'd come over here to tell us something great.
Oh, yeah, I did. The Widder Cobb and Mr. Parks.
Huh?
That's who it's about.
Oh.
The Widder Cobb and Mr. Parks. That's who it's about.
Well, what about them, Grandpap?
I know now why they had their heads together the other day.
You do?
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, I don't want to hear it. Whatever trouble they're stirred up for me this time can't be no worse than what I'm into now, I'll tell you that. Abner, go out there and tell him to stop that honking. Tell him I'll be out pretty quick.
Lom, you go out there and tell him yourself now.
They've eloped.
I went out there the last time.
Well, it wouldn't hurt you to help me.
Huh? Eloped? Is that what you said, Grandpa?
They done it.
You mean them two has got married, Lester Parks and the Widder Cobb?
That's what I said.
Hey, Edwards, let's get going.
Yeah, I'll be right with you, Mr. Duncan. You just wait out in the car and I'll be right with you.
Well, that's what you told me before. I ain't got much more time. I've got to get back to Cherry Hill.
Yeah, well, I won't be held up much longer. Got some business to finish up with Mr. Spears here, and I'll be right out.
Okay, but be sure about it this time, will you?
What's he chomping into bit for?
Where'd they elope to, Grandpa? When did all this happen? Who done the hitching?
They eloped last night. Got married in Fort Smith, the way I heard it.
Well, if that don't beat all. Lord me. Here, a couple of weeks ago, they weren't even speaking to one another.
Yeah, well, that's love for you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what that does to me, don't you? Just about ruins me.
Why, Lom, I never knowed you was sparking at the Widder Cobb.
Well, I weren't, Shelley. What I meant is it ruins me in the building business.
Oh.
With her married to Lester Parks, I'll never get another stick of lumber from him. Now I couldn't build Mr. Duncan a house, even if I did have a lot.
Yeah, where did you hear about this, Grandpap?
Charlie Redfield got it from Miss Foster, and she knowed about it because Tom eloped along with him to be best man at the wedding.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. I never would have thought it. Never would have thought it. No.
Charlie says that Lester's going to sell his house and move in with the widder now.
He is. Well, I don't know to blame him. Her house is six times as good as his, and I believe old Lester made himself a good deal.
Wait a minute. Did you say Lester's going to sell his place? According to Charlie. Well, when's him and the widder, Miss Parks, going to get back to town?
They're back now. He had to get back to his job at the sawmill.
Well.
Grannies, let me get to that telephone. Abner, run out there and tell Mr. Duncan I'm tied up on the phone again.
I ain't gonna do it, Mom. I didn't like the look in his eye when he stuck his head in the door here a minute ago.
Hello, Lester. Well, congratulations, you old son of a gun.
We'll have to go over and shiver him tonight.
Yeah, just now heard about it. Well, you're a lucky man, Les. She's a mighty fine little woman. Well, say, Les, I hear you're aiming on selling your house.
Oh, battle axe, what he started us at, don't you?
No, I ain't in the market for one myself, but I know who is. Foster Childers.
Foster Childers?
Well, will you give them first chance at it? Well, good for you. What kind of a price are you asking for it?
Mom's lost a spoke out of his wheel, sure as a well.
Well, that sounds reasonable enough. Now, I'll have them get in touch with you right away, Les. All right, old boy. Goodbye.
Just a minute, Lom. If the Childers is going to buy Lester Parks' place, what are you going to do with that house you're building for the Childers? That thing's half built now.
Don't worry about that. Abner, will you go out there and tell him to stop honking that horn? Tell him I got one more phone call to make, and I'll be right with him.
I told you, Lom, I ain't going out there and tell him nothing now, and I ain't going to do it.
Go on, I can't.
No, sir, I won't do it. Ain't no use to argue with me about it. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, Grandpap, will you go out there? Wait a minute. Hello, Miss Childers?
Get me whipped.
This is Lum again. You don't need to worry about them changes in that house no more. No. Oh, no, better than that. I've got you a place already built. Lester Parks' house. Uh-huh. Oh, you'll like it. And the best part of it is you can move in right away. Well, it'll cost you less than that and I was going to build for you. Uh-huh. Well, that's fine. Yeah, well, I tell you what you better do. You better call up Lester and close a deal with him right away before he sells it to somebody else. Yeah, I talked to him for you. Oh, not at all. I was just proud to do it. All right, Miss Childers. Not at all. Goodbye. Now, then, the next thing I got to do...
Oh, the next thing for you to do is to get out of here, Lum, because here comes Mr. Duncan again. He don't look like he's going to fool around, either.
All right, Edwards. I've waited as long as I'm going to. I don't know what your game is, but I want my $250 back, or else you're going to pay me right now.
Or else what?
Or else you're going to go over and show me that lot right this minute.
Well, all right. What are we waiting for? Let's go.
Huh? You mean that?
Why, natural. What's more, I've got a surprise for you. Your Eddardsville dream house is half built. Come on, son. I'll show you through it.
Well, for once, things turned out well for Lump. But how long will that last?